Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
A new AI-powered app is on the market. That's time for photo sharing. Sunshine, a new startup helmed by former Yahoo chief Marissa Meyer. Adir Dubosa joins us this morning. Today's Tech Check with a very special guest. Hey, Dee.
Hey, good morning, Carl. That's right. We have Marissa Meyer herself. Welcome to One Market. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Congrats on the launch, which was earlier this week. I want to start with a very simple question. Why photo sharing? You said that it's broken right now. How's it broken? What are you trying to fix?
I think photo sharing is broken because when you see someone take a photo, you might feel like, hey, I need to pull up my phone and take it too, or remind them to give it to you. And the thing is, you're there. It should be easy and fluid to be able to move photos around. And right now, it's just not. Yeah. If you think about the number of times that you've taken multiples of a shot or pulled your phone out. And so what we really wanted to do was take AI, apply it so you get good photo curation. Get easy sharing. We have something in the app called Magic Mode where we decide which photos are share worthy and upload the ones that we think will be interesting to the group of people who were there. Mm-hmm. And we really base all of this around a time and a place. So if you're in that time and a place, you're part of that album, the photos get shared really seamlessly.
Right. You have an extensive history in AI. I know you studied it at Stanford, and then you went on to Google and were focused on AI long before anyone was talking about it. This is a real moment, especially for generative AI. A lot of the startups that we talk about on a daily basis, they're trying to do very complex things, like build the large language models, or for example, build software on top of GPUs. You're using it for a lot more simple stuff. Photos is one. You're also doing something with contacts and birthdays. What is the strategy? Why are you focusing on some of these more like mundane tasks using AI?
Sure. Well, we have all the respect in the world for those really cutting edge applications. But we think that AI is also at a moment where it can help in everyday tasks. And when you think about simple things that save time, finding someone's contact, making it easier to share a photo or having that happen automatically, picking the right photo. Those are all things where, yes, if we can do global facial recognition, we can figure out which photo is has the best expression and eyes open really easily too. And so we want to take AI, apply it to those things because it's good at it. But we also think that it really makes AI very relatable in that moment. It's something that people can feel, they can understand how it helps them. And it demystifies AI a bit.
Right. And a lot of the people I talk to here, they talk about this future vision that generative AI, it started with ChatGPT and chatbots, but it's going to be more than that. We're still waiting for that moment. But the vision is like an AI assistant or an AI tutor for every child. When do we get there? And does Sunshine sort of play into that idea? And how does that work? Is it going to be through our phone? Is it going to be through a different device?
Sure. Well, I think there's a few different things that are happening. Because one, there's the generative AI piece, like how does the AI express itself, speak on your behalf, act on your behalf, draw on your behalf. And then there's all the personal information. And I will say that's where Sunshine is really focused. We're focused on how do we take the personal information, make sense of it, pulling signatures and contacts out of your email and making them useful to you, finding the great photo that you should have sent your friend and making sure that you do and giving you suggestions and reminders. And so I think in the future, what we're going to see is those pieces that understand personal information really meet up with that expressiveness of being able to act or write or draw on your behalf. And that's really when I think AI is going to become even more powerful than it already is, which is it's already an impressive moment. But I think once we start to see, we'll start to see the types of agents and assistants you're talking about when we see those two pieces meet.
You've obviously worked for some of the biggest tech companies in the world, and now you're starting from the ground up as a startup. But when we talk about being that assistant, having access to our lives, our data, no one has more of that than, say, a Google. So how do you compete with some of these large tech giants that have been around for decades and have access to all of this data?
Sure. Well, I think that it starts with a lot of focus. What are the areas where you think you can add a lot of value? And you're not going to be able to necessarily compete for the amount of data. But there are different ways of accessing it. So, for example, our contacts app, we're allowed to OAuth into, with a user's permission, into Gmail. We can also do it with Yahoo and Outlook and other emails. So you can get access to that data with a user's permission. And that's really what we focus on. And then it's really about what's the core problem you're trying to solve for the user. Mm-hmm. And how do you build a solution that really makes it easy, time-saving, and simple?
Right. Now, before we start talking on camera, we were talking about, you know, why not work on a large language model? Why not work on that sort of foundational AI? And you said barrier to entry, right? And
Sure. We're
certainly seeing that. Like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they're making these huge investments. They have the compute power. They have the billions of dollars in capital to lead the next generation of AI. I wonder if you agree with that, if you think that there's space for startups versus these colossal giants.
I think there definitely is a barrier to entry, and LLMs are very interesting, but I also think that there's an advantage of being a startup where you get to look at all the different models being developed by the tech giants who are making those investments, and there's generally speaking APIs that allow you to access the right model for the right task, and being able to find that, the right offering, the right API, and the right model for things really matters.
Last question for you. There's been a lot of talk about Google's placement in this Gen AI race. They started with the technology, the talent, and there's sort of this thinking, at least in the markets, that maybe they're playing catch up now. Where do you think they are, Google? How do they get back ahead? Are they falling behind even?
Well, obviously, I have a lot of affection and respect for Google. And I think in AI, it's very clear they have an amazing roster of talent. And, you know, for a lot of us, they have a lot of our personal information. So when we talk about that personal information, understanding it, meeting up with the ability to generate tasks and actions through generative AI, I think that Google is in a really advantaged position, both because of the talent and because of the data that they have for people that they can put to use.
Right. So don't count them out, which I don't think anyone is, but there's a lot of chatter in the markets. Marissa, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Carl and Sarah, I'm going to toss it back over to you at the end. Nicely.
Great stuff, Dee. Thank you.
Generative AI has been a clear tailwind for some of the well-known big tech names like Nvidia, of course. Our next guest sees potential for the technology in a different, less talked about group of stocks, and that's web tool platform names. He's initiating Yelp on his AI underdog thesis, resuming coverage on several other names, including GoDaddy, which is his top pick. Let's bring in Raymond James analyst Josh Beck, along with our own Deirdre Bosa, for today's Tech Check. A very good afternoon to you both. So just talk us through, first of all, Josh, what we're talking about here in terms of these web tool names. Why is AI a strong factor for them too?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on the show. You know, when you peel back the web building space, I think the knee jerk reaction from investors was, well, with these new tools, it's easy to create images, it's easy to create text. So the next line of thought was, well, it must be easy to replicate a web presence, and we don't think that's the case. We actually think these web builder tools, particularly GoDaddy, are really well positioned to embed these Gen AI tools into their own web stack and actually make it a lot easier for small businesses to create a web presence. You know, I think the what gets lost a little bit in the fray is it's pretty complex to host a website. There's security aspects to it. There's just regular kind of cloud hosting. There's inventory management. There's payments. There's a lot that goes into that. And I actually think it's easier for these web development platforms to embed AI versus the opposite. And that's why we're constructive on the group, and we see upside to about $150 at GoDaddy.
So Dee, talk us through what the view is in Silicon Valley as to whether these web tool names are actually threatened by AI or not.
I think there's a very, very different view here in Silicon Valley. Just for instance, you have a new generation of kids who are going to be using this tool in the future to build websites. They're going to go to the ChatGPT store. They're going to go to a generative AI native company, i.e. built in this era, like a Builder AI or one of many others, versus a GoDaddy that was, again, built in a different era that's more of an internet company than it is a generative AI company. So, Josh, I just wonder how you think that rolls out. Maybe there's a brief period where they're able to, you know, pull in APIs and allow for this sort of low-code, no-code AI wrapper for some websites. But how is that sustainable?
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think this is a very common battle line in Silicon Valley right now. Obviously, if you look at the foundational model space, right, you have the incumbents, Google, Microsoft, right, you have labs, you have startups, they're kind of all littered in the space. But I think one of the learnings from the foundational model layer is there are real advantages to scale. And if you own the data about these customers and you can incorporate some of the tools, there's a large advantage. The other point that I think is probably more important for the web builder market is it has a little bit of a consumer element to it, like you said. But you know, these companies really lean into that. They spend about $1 billion annually on marketing. So that when you go and you say, hey, I want to create a website, GoDaddy or one of these other platform surfaces. And so you kind of, they're in some ways the gatekeeper, I would say. If you want a web presence, you have to have a domain. They're the largest domain registrant. And what they're doing is just making it very easy from, okay, you have a website idea, here's a logo. Let us use generative AI. A typical logo design process could be weeks. It costs a few hundred dollars. In this case, it's going to be a fraction of that in terms of cost and time. And then they're going to say, okay, we'll take this logo and build you a website. What do you think? Would you like to make the tone more playful? Do you want to make it more serious? So I really think it's a good point. There's going to be a lot of new tools competing for this space, but I think owning the domain makes it very strategic for them.
And Dee, if someone was wanting to build a new website, but in the new era of coding and AI, and you listed all the clever names that I don't understand, but would you be going to the ChatGPTs, the Microsoft AI tools, the Google AI tools, or are there smaller startups and companies that are kind of focusing specifically on website building?
Yeah, there's certainly smaller startups that are up and coming. I mentioned one, which is Builder AI, that says, you know, making a website, making an app right now is as easy as ordering a pizza. Still, it's not like mainstream, but it's hard to imagine a world in which you don't have a generation of AI companies that are native AI make this shift versus sort of some of the legacy names, just like what we saw in the mobile era, right? It led to the rise of brand new companies like Uber and Lyft and Airbnb that were able to build for a mobile era. And, you know, a lot of folks here in Silicon Valley say that you need to be in it and start from scratch with that kind of experience and that those kind of employees in order to be successful when you're seeing a platform shift this big.
Dee, Josh Beck, thanks both so much for joining us. Much appreciated.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.